Well, patient name, first name Casey, that's C-A-S-E-Y, last name Cazales. Cazales is spelled C-A-Z-A-L-A-S. Date of birth, 11/5/82. Date of service is 8/27/25. This is a 42-year-old male patient. He comes in with complaints of he has some left arm discomfort. Apparently years ago, him and another friend in his younger years were wrestling around, and his left arm was dislocated at the shoulder and subsequently was pushed back in by his friend. It never really healed up the way he wanted it to. He had it looked at by an orthopedist some years later, and they attempted to realign things. He comes in with infrequent but a continued arm pain, which occurs off and on depending on his activity level. Period, new paragraph. Patient also has high blood pressure. He was formerly on lisinopril, amlodipine, simvastatin. Supposedly, he has not taken these medications. He doesn't have any at the house due to a change in job. They said they couldn't afford the medications, but his blood pressure today is 165 over 92. This patient's current weight today is 368. Period, new paragraph. Upon initial evaluation, I see that he does have lower extremity pitting edema. He said it's been like that for a few months now. He did not want to initially do anything about that. We will get a set of labs today and pursue this in a more thorough fashion upon getting the lab results. He definitely needs to lose weight. He may be a candidate for semaglutide injections for weight loss as well. Period, new paragraph. The patient works as at one of the local prison facilities around here in Liberty, Texas. Period, new paragraph. Patient denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. No activity intolerance. He just does maintain a level of feeling tired. I've asked him about a possibility of sleep apnea, and he does snore, and his wife is in here with him, and she says yes, at times she has to wake him up to tell him to take a breath. Pretty strong indication that he does have sleep apnea, but however, he does not want to do anything about that at this time. He keeps stating, I'm not going to wear a machine at night to go to bed. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 165 over 92, pulse 75, respirations 18, oxygenation 95%, temperature 98.2. Period, new paragraph. Occasionally drinks alcohol. He does smoke cigarettes. Family history, heart disease, surgical history, none. Medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity. Period, new paragraph. I've done a complete review of systems with him. He's got many things that need to be attended to since he just obtained some new insurance. We need to start with a careful but progressive method on evaluating him and trying to take care of his medical needs. Period, new paragraph. So to begin with, hypertension, blood pressure 165 over 92. We're going to start him on lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20-25. It also has a diuretic effect with that medication that may relieve some of the water on the lower extremities. Period. A paragraph. However, we need to monitor this. I'm fairly certain he's going to need another medication as well. However, we're going to wait until we get the lab results back. Period. New paragraph. Sleep apnea. He is refusing a sleep apnea sleep study. He is refusing to be referred for sleep apnea. Period. New paragraph. Obesity. I've told him when we get the labs back, we can possibly start him on a medication to assist him in weight loss achievements. Period, new paragraph.
Hyperlipidemia, we have to wait to get a current set of labs back before we attempt to treat this. Period. New paragraph. EKG is being done as I speak. I'll make an amendment to this note following those results. Period. New paragraph. I've suggested to him that he needs to stop smoking as well. Period. New paragraph. He'll be getting one prescription today and further follow-up and development once we get the results of his blood draw. Period. New paragraph. I've answered all his questions today. He'll return to clinic in a few days.